I mean, this is the last stand.
He's back from over a year-long radio hiatus.
Well, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so.
We know how much you've missed him, Tennessee.
Let the dogs loose. Let the goons be goons. Can you say Hail Mary?
So he's bringing you an all-new podcast coming straight from the heart of Knoxville.
11 in a row. 38 in a row, as in 38 unanswered points.
He's the hardest working man in America that doesn't drink beer. He's looking for a woman with a good insurance policy, and you can always find him on the second floor somewhere getting shoulder rubs. His name is John Reed, and this is Reed's Ranch.
Point four, Florida, you can go to hell.
Another edition of Reed's Ranch coming at you, what's today, Thursday, December 3rd. It's about 5 p.m. Eastern. Seth Hughes joins me down in Alabama. Seth, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. It's good to hear your voice. I'm pumped to talk to you. I hope you're well.
I did. I had a great Thanksgiving. I hope you did too, and I'm happy to be here. Our podcasts have been good lately.
Good to be here. Good to be anywhere, wise man once said.
Amen.
So, what's up? Anything to report?
Russell Westbrook is now a Wizard.
I did not expect that to be where what you wanted to report, but okay.
That's why I said it. That's why I said it.
You always keep me on my toes. You always do. What are your thoughts? Russell Westbrook to the Wizards.
So, did I see correctly? I saw it on the ticker last night. That's the only thing I've like seen about it, really. Did they get a first-round draft pick? Did the Wizards also send a first-round draft pick?
They did.
Okay.
I mean, so, John Wall hasn't played in 2 years.
So John Wall sucks now, right?
I mean, we haven't seen him in 2 years. I don't know.
Okay.
He tore his Achilles. We'll see. Unlike Kevin Durant, though, like he's not a freak that can shoot and is really tall. So, like, I think John Wall already wasn't as good as Kevin Durant. Like, I would imagine he'll be on the decline. But either way.
Yeah.
Did not expect to start there, but okay, let's go.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess this would accelerate the movement of James Harden?
I don't know. The report was I think James Harden wanted to trade Russell Westbrook for John Wall.
Interesting.
Russell's kind of a psycho. He's probably not fun to be around.
Yeah, I like that.
He wants
that
to practice and try too hard. Yeah.
I like that about him.
John Wall just wants to chill.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, that's And yeah, I can't believe that the Ravens and Steelers actually did play that football game yesterday.
What do you mean? It's full steam ahead. The NFL ain't stopping for nothing. What are you talking about? Especially now that they know they can do Wednesday games.
I love these midweek games. I think they're awesome. We got a game this upcoming Tuesday. Don't the Cowboys play?
Yeah, and then we got like a doubleheader on Monday Night Football and a couple like next week as well. So like it's fun. No, you're right. It is fun. The Ravens weren't going to win no matter what day they played that game on. And that's just the way it be sometimes. It sucks that they lost Lamar, but they made the Patriots play without Cam Newton.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah. Didn't the Ravens have like 18 dudes out?
Yeah, they had a lot.
I mean, I really, like, that being said, it did seem kind of absurd that they made the Broncos play. Like, they really made the Broncos trot a scout team wide receiver out there at quarterback for an NFL football game.
Wear a mask. Their whole quarterback room, or do something where you don't have all your quarterbacks in one room.
See, that's what the Bills have been doing. That's why I don't understand more teams haven't been doing. Jake Fromm is on the active roster. He does nothing with the team.
He's the designated survivor in case everyone else goes down. He's there ready to go.
He works out when they practice. He practices when they're working out, and then he stands in the back of the room when they're all like in like a meeting together, and he never plays. I don't even know if he dresses out.
That's the smart thing to do. And the Broncos, I mean, the Broncos are so horribly ran, so no surprise there. But you got to have a designated survivor. You just do.
Yeah, you do.
You can't have your whole quarterback room get wiped out. Eat shit, Broncos. All right, Nick wants to know, he's in the Discord, he wants to know, over, under, 2.5 Wizards Seth can name. I feel like we've played this game before with this team. You can't say Russell Westbrook. Can you? I think you can do easily over 2.5. Although, you're going to miss one, I think.
I know Bradley Beal.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Davis Bertans plays for them anymore, right? He's leaving.
No, he does. He re-signed.
He re-signed. Okay.
They gave him 5 years, $80 million.
Okay. I'm going to go with Otto Porter.
No, bro. He hasn't been there for a while. Yeah, no, he's in Chicago. Strike one.
Buddy, I don't have any clue.
Davis Bertans, 5 years, $80 million. How sick would you be if you're an NFL player?
Yeah, seriously. It's like we have Anthony Edwards out here saying like he would much rather play in the NFL than the NBA, and it's like, why, dude? He's like, man, I don't even like basketball. It's just my job.
You give up. You got one and a half.
Yeah, I don't know anybody else.
I really thought you'd say Admiral, but he's no longer there.
Oh, who does he play for?
He is in Oklahoma City now.
Did he get traded?
He did, yes.
Okay.
On draft night.
What about Jordan McRae? Is he still with them?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think he wasn't. I think he got traded last year. I think. That's a good question, though. I'm pretty sure he got traded.
This is always a fun Washington Redskins. I'm just gonna look up. Oh, Rui Hachimura.
Yeah, Rui. I think McRae's in Detroit where Bone was, but Bone's no longer there either. Bone's now in Orlando.
Some guy named Thomas Bryant.
Mm-hmm. Big man.
Some guy named Troy Brown.
They got Big Robin Lopez now.
Moritz Wagner.
Mo Wagner from Michigan. We've done the Wizards before, so you failed. We've spent enough time. I did not expect to start Florida Week with the Wizards, the Bills, and the Broncos. But
well,
thank you, Jeremy Pruitt.
This is a good summation of where we're at, yeah.
Thank you, Jeremy Pruitt, for doing this to us.
I mean, we play them in 2 days. I haven't thought about the game any at all whatsoever. Big Rob Lewis, Brother Rob, predicts Florida 45, Tennessee 20. Woo! Get excited.
The 17-point spread does seem a little low.
Yes, it does.
Aren't there rumors that Garantano is off the team? I feel like there's been rumors circulating about that, correct?
Well, he hasn't been practicing.
Right. When I say off the team, I guess I should say not with the team right now.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
For coronavirus or for anything else.
Well, I think it's coronavirus. I mean, if the guy hadn't quit the team yet, what the hell is going to make him quit the team now?
Fair enough.
I think it's. I mean, from what I understood from Austin Price, the little bit, I listened to their podcast for like literally five minutes. I listened to their little 2 minute video the other day. Garantano cannot be around the team until Saturday, from what I understood of what he was saying. Like, he cannot be around the team until game day, which obviously opened up the possibility of Pruitt throwing him back out there. Now, Austin Price, later on this week, last night, maybe 2 nights ago, said he did not think Garantano was going to play much more this season. So it sounds like it's Harrison Bailey's job.
Do you care?
I care about Harrison Bailey immensely. I do not want to see him die. I don't want to see him just get killed by Florida. And I don't want his confidence to be absolutely bottomed out. I mean, because I think we both, like, agree that Garantano, like, the first year that Garantano started, Pruitt's first year, like, he just got beat up so much. Like, he was never the quarterback that he could have been, and he probably couldn't have been that great to begin with. But, like, that first year just, I mean, it killed him. I don't want to see that happen to Harrison Bailey, because every time Harrison Bailey's played, he's gotten better. He's a big guy, 6'5", got a nice stature. So, he seems to have some of the physical tools, so I don't want him to get killed. I care in that sense. Like, I don't expect him to be great Saturday, because that's asking a lot out of somebody who's never started a game before and has not.
How's he going to get killed? We have the TVA.
That's true. I forgot we have those just absolute bookends at left and right tackle.
19 stars on the offensive line.
So I don't want to see him get killed. I think like him being just like decent Saturday. For me, I think him being decent would probably be a pretty good sign, because
is Jeremy Pruitt getting fired?
No, he's not.
Even if we get beat 45-20.
Yeah, he's not. He's not getting fired.
Even if Florida is clinching the SEC East and Kyle Trask a Heisman on your home field.
What the hell does that matter to Fulmer? he could never beat Florida to begin with.
No, but I will say that Fulmer's last game, the moment you knew it was over, was 2008 Alabama.
Yeah, which that can't happen Saturday because Florida can't have, there's not going to be any fans. So
Florida can still bring some fans, but yeah, you're right. They cannot overtake your stadium with 40,000 like Alabama did us.
Yeah.
I was there at that game and you knew it was over at that point.
Yeah, but that was the first game I believe I ever left early in my life. I mean, it might have been more than 40,000. It was so loud, Alabama fans.
That damn rammer jammer.
Yeah.
That was the best seats I've ever had at Neyland. Like 8 rows up in the 30-yard line. And I told you the story. I was macking on those girls behind me. They're seniors. We were freshmen. Then they invited me to their Halloween party, and I showed up like the Joker, and it did not go well. I creeped all the pretty girls out. Just carrying my handleless Svetka, wandering the strip, drunk as hell. I still think about those girls sometime. That was on an old Facebook that I deleted. So I don't know where they're at or what they're doing, but that's what I think of when I think about Philip Fulmer's last game.
Yeah, better than actually thinking about the game, probably.
Yeah, no. The game, I don't remember anything from the game except maybe did we fumble? Did we have a fumble on punt or something?
I thought the main thing I remember is that they fumbled and Eric Berry scooped and scored and they overturned it.
Okay, maybe that's what happened. They ruled the guy down. I just remember a fumble.
Yeah.
And then an ass kicking and then just waves of crimson being left in the stadium. And just knowing that that's it for Fulmer. Now, I will say that, like you pointed out, you can't have that same exact feeling on Saturday just because you won't have fans in the stands. But it could feel similar in the sense of, like, the death of your program and just knowing that it's over and just getting blown out by your rival on a national stage. Because is this a national stage? I mean, I know it's CBS 330, but also, like, you know, Kyle Trask is chasing a Heisman, and this is for the East for them, correct?
Yeah. I mean, Mullen is going to run it up.
One would think.
Given the opportunity for his quarterback and for style points to be able to get in over A&M.
Well, I mean, yeah, because Tennessee is basically the last common opponent. Tennessee finishes both of their seasons in Knoxville, so you could look to see who beats the hell out of us worse, who looked better beating our ass. That's depressing.
I really don't think that he's getting fired. Like, Fulmer's comments make it seem like it's not even up for debate. Hub said that he thought Fulmer might come out and, like, issue a statement of support for his coach, like what Fulmer said on ball calls last night.
Well, that was the vote of confidence right there, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
I found it interesting that they did it on ball calls versus putting out a statement.
Yeah.
That way they didn't get like ratioed on social media.
They didn't get absolutely hammered for it, yeah.
And it would go national. Like Fulmer's vote of confidence kind of went under the radar nationally, I would say, right? I didn't see any like college football reporters talking about it. Whereas if Tennessee put out a statement or Philip Fulmer put out a statement and, you know, just fans of everywhere are commenting under it and, you know, you could look at how miserable Tennessee fans are, that might have gained some traction. So I did find that part of it a little interesting.
I think, personally, that this Saturday really doesn't matter unless you lost, like, 65-0. But I don't think, like, let's just say we lose 45-20. I don't think that is going to do anything. I think that you have to lose to Vanderbilt.
We might not even play the Vanderbilt game, though, right?
We might not even play Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt's on the verge of opting out.
And if we do play Vanderbilt, we're not losing to them.
No, we're not.
Sadly.
We're not.
So, I don't think he's getting, I mean, I just.
Texas is looking like they're going to fire Tom Herman.
Yeah.
That'll come with a big buyout. When you had Bruce Feldman tweeting about it, it seems like almost a foregone conclusion.
What did he say?
It was basically just like sources say Texas is ready to move on. So do they have to like skull fuck us? To put it rudely, Do they just have to kill us, like Brother Bob says in the Discord, 65-3? Does it have to be something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
I think like a 45-20 where Tennessee scores a garbage time touchdown doesn't do anything different. I think if they have their way with you, that is going to be really, really tough to swallow for people. I look at it just like this is Fulmer. I mean, Fulmer's probably dumb as hell when it comes down to it. Like, we know the game passed him by. We know he wasn't very accepting of a change. But he has to know, like, this is going to fail, right? Like, he has to know this is over. And I would just question, he says, like, this team's a lot better than what their record is. And I would just say, like, well, why do you think they're losing the games, Phil?
Well, like, I don't even, like, yeah, that. And it's like, no, they're not, Fulmer. No, yeah, they're not.
They're getting their ass kicked. Like, we probably should actually have lost the South Carolina game.
We're not, like, it's like...
Oh, we're not losing close games. We're not like, one or two plays away. We're getting our ass kicked.
Yeah, I mean, this is nonsense. Like, we're not better than the schedule, than what the record states. I mean, it's not like UAB, for instance, has lost two games, one by 4 points and one by 3 points, and one of those was in overtime. They lost to Miami too, but I'm not talking about that. But like that, for instance, is like, okay, UAB could easily be 7-1, but instead they're 5-3. Well, like, Tennessee couldn't easily be anything except like with one less win.
Early close game was a win.
Yeah, it's like every other game, like, we got our ass handed to us. And everyone knew that, like, for sure everyone knew we were losing to Auburn, even up 10-0 or whatever the hell the score was. And people, like, knew going into halftime at Arkansas that it was like a toss-up. Or right when Arkansas scored that first touchdown to make it 13-7, people knew it was at best a toss-up. And then when they took the lead for the first time, it was over. So, like, it's not even like these have been close games. Like, and everyone knows, like, what's going to happen. You know, Fulmer, like, dude, we're not idiots. Like, we're not idiots. The team is not a lot better than the record states. The team sucks bad. They haven't gotten any better. They've gotten worse. Like, the one unit that's playing well right now is the offensive line, and they're uneven. You know, I mean, it was great that they lined it up and just ran it down Auburn's throat. But, I mean, I would say their performance has been uneven this year. I mean, yeah, Eric Gray is awesome. Like, I just, they're not getting any better, man. Like, he has to know that it's over. And if he doesn't know that it's over, that means one thing, and one thing only. It means not only do we need a new football coach, we need a new athletic director. And it should not matter in the slightest that he won a national title as football coach here. Like, we need a new athletic director.
If Philip Fulmer fires Jeremy Pruitt after the Florida game, are you okay with him making the hire?
Yeah.
Have we lost brothers? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I was thinking about the options here. Like, what other... Yeah, I
but
am.
But your answer is yes.
Yeah, I am.
If Philip Fulmer fires Jeremy Pruitt in November of 2021, are you okay with him making the coaching hire?
No.
Okay. That, to me, is how I hope Philip Fulmer is thinking.
I mean, this is like logical and obvious, right?
I mean, I would hope so. Like, the way I feel about it is, if you don't fire him, that is you essentially rehiring him and doubling down on this. Or tripling down on it, depending on how you view the extension that happened before the year. Like, you are officially attached to Jeremy Pruitt, and you know that he is not going to get the job done here. So if you do not fire him this year, while Texas is going to pony up and, you know, fire Tom Herman, as South Carolina and Vanderbilt are ponying up and firing their coaches, if you are going to act like the pandemic is too much of an excuse, then you are rehiring him. And like I said, I just asked you if you had any problem with Fulmer making the hire if he fires Pruitt after the Florida game. You paused, but said you would be okay with it. I asked you if you'd be okay next year, and you said absolutely not. And like, that's how I think everyone would feel. Now, some people would even say, like, Fulmer shouldn't get to make this hire, but I think he would be allowed to, and I think I wouldn't have that big of a problem with it.
I wouldn't either, because it would at least have shown some foresight on his part and, like, some really, like, logical thinking.
to me, leadership, good leadership is admitting when you're wrong. There's no reason to compound a problem if you know you're going to fire him. And like I've been saying, you know you're going to fire him within the next 3 years. It is 100% going to happen.
I just, like, I can't, like, it just, the thought, the mere thought of, like, having to go through another offseason with Pruitt where he, I would think, like, you know, there's going to be some coaching staff changes and, like, maybe, like, I don't think they're going to be able to get rid of Chaney. I see people talk about it or whatever, but I'm like, Chaney's not retiring. He's not walking away from $1.5 million a year. It doesn't matter that he's done a shitty job. Like, I mean, maybe they just fire him and say, okay, we're not willing to pay Pruitt's big buyout, but we'll pay Chaney's. And maybe they do that, but, like, who gives a shit? Like, I don't want Jeremy Pruitt to get to hire another offensive coordinator. Like, I want a new coach to be able to hire his offensive coordinator that he wants.
Well, let me ask you a question. And I want an honest answer. And I want you to do some self-reflecting before you answer it, because I think it's a very important question. Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
If Jeremy Pruitt is still the head coach of the Tennessee Volunteers in 2021, will you renew your season tickets?
Yeah.
Well, then you're a part of the problem. And I hate to say it because I love you, but you're That's a part
fine.
Of the problem.
That's fine. I'm so far down on the list of problems that it doesn't particularly bother me.
But you acknowledge that you are one of them.
That's fine, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's one. I needed to say it to you. I'm sorry. No. I love you.
I love you too.
But people like you that can't quit this shit is why we're in this shit. You were just acting about how bad the offseason would be, yet you would still line up and give them your money. Your hard-earned money that you're taking away from your kids to give to them over there.
I'm going
to
give them $1,000. I don't want to lose these seats. Correct.
You're taking money away from your kids, and you're going to continue to support a shit product. I'm not just picking on you, because there's a lot of people like that. But I'm not going to lie, it hurts that you said yes. Because I don't want to tell you that you're a part of the problem, because I love you. You are my brother.
That's fine. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. I don't disagree. I mean, like, I give so little that, you know, it's I'm not a big problem. People like me aren't a big problem.
It's not even about the money. It's about the filling the seats. It's about supporting. It's about renewing. It's about the number not dwindling. Like, oh, look, I have six. We sold 50,000 season tickets, whatever it is. It's only went down to 48,000. Okay, it's okay to keep Pruitt.
Well, I mean, if it gets ugly next year, like, people, there's not going to be people at the games. And there's going to be a lot of opposing fans. I mean, I'll do the same thing next year that I did this year, which is sell my damn tickets immediately. I'll keep posting on the Discord and tagging everyone that I have two tickets and that you need to buy them to help feed my kids. So, I mean, and like this year especially, we made money off of selling tickets. Like, you know, like I think the Florida tickets, we got face for them, which was fine. We didn't care. That's all we wanted. But like earlier in the season. Yeah, that's a huge win. I couldn't, you know, I'm kind of surprised we got face.
Well, you got lucky that there was a pandemic and there was limited capacity in the seats where, I mean, you can find 25,000 dumbasses to try to go to the game. I don't know if you'd have been able to find 100,000 dumbasses to try to go to the game.
Correct. So, I really, do you really think they're going to fire him? Like,
I don't know.
Deep down?
I don't know. I hope. If we don't fire him, then like you said, it's time to look for a new AD. But I think the point, and I hope that the point, I hope somebody can get in front of Philip Fulmer and let him know that you can make the hire. If you do it this time, you're not going to be able to make the hire next year, big boy, because we're running your ass out too.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, like, he should know that after the shit that he pulled to get the athletic director position, that, like, he's not, like, he has to, like, he's not going to give enough, he's, you know, he has to, you can't, he can't be forced into firing Jeremy Pruitt. So just do the right thing, fire him now, and go see about, you know, go see about someone. I mean, hell, we all want Hugh Freeze. Go hire Hugh Freeze. Go hire Billy Napier. I don't really give a shit. At least it's not Jeremy Pruitt. And if the next guy sucks, oh well. We'll fire him too.
That's the motto.
You can't fire the next hire until you fire the current hire.
I've already got the next coach fired too, so let's get this show on the road.
The sooner you fire this guy, the sooner you can fire the next guy.
Sharpen the axe, my friend. Sharpen the axe.
And there's nothing I love more than firing head coaches.
And then turn around and supporting the new dumbasses.
There's nothing I love more than firing coaches. It's so much fun. Run them out of here. Get them out. Out.
You're fucking out, Jerem. And you're going to be fucking out too, Philip. If you don't, get Jerem out of here.
Is this the least amount of fanfare regarding around a Tennessee-Florida football game ever in our lifetimes?
I don't know, man. I did a watch party for last year's Florida game, and no one came.
Last year's Florida game, what happened?
We lost to Georgia State and BYU, and then Florida kicked their ass.
That's right.
It was a noon game. I did a watch party with the radio station, and zero people came. So I'd say that was probably worse fanfare, although this one's equal to it. All right, let's get to some patron questions. Patreon.com/ReedsRanch. We would have been having a tailgate this next weekend, although maybe it would have been in poor taste with the Rona. I don't know. Tailgate's off, obviously. But we do stuff like that. We're going to have a Christmas party. You get access to the Discord. You get to ask us questions. Patreon.com/ReedsRanch. Got four new patrons to shout out. We'll start with the $2. New $2 patron, Sam.
Shout out to Sam. We love you and appreciate you.
New $2 patron, Daniel Roberts.
Shout out to Daniel Roberts. We love you and appreciate you.
New $10 patron, Jacob Morgan.
Shout out to brother Jacob. We love you and appreciate you.
Probably five times as much as we love Sam and Daniel. And new $10 patron, Caleb Horner.
Shout out to brother Caleb. We love you and appreciate you. We love you all and appreciate you all very much.
Brother Caleb sent us a screenshot saying we were by far his number one podcast on Spotify. So shout out to brother Caleb. We appreciate him.
I showed that to my kids. They were very proud.
They said, Daddy, Daddy.
They did. They were very happy.
Good job. All right, let's get to some quick patron questions. What do you got for us, Seth?
Will Florida score more points in basketball or football against us? Brother Bruce wants to know.
I mean, if you promised me that they wanted to score more points in football, they could. I'd say they're going to max out, though, at like 52.
Yeah.
So I got to go basketball here. The question is, if I say that I'll give you 17 points with the football team on the total, what do you take?
I still probably take basketball, but man, their basketball team looked pretty bad yesterday.
I will say the football team, if you give me plus 17 on the total, I would take them against the basketball team. Because like I said, I think they're going to max out at 50. And I don't think they'll score over 67 against our defense. Having never seen our defense, but I still don't think they will. That's a good question, brother Bruce.
That is. The 17 points, I mean, like, that's right there where you really have to think about it. Because it's like, I could see Florida basketball, like, not scoring 69 points.
But you can see them scoring 66.
So, brother Wadley would like to know, who are our realistic top three candidates if Pruitt is fired this year? Well, the only candidate that I really have any knowledge of or interest in is brother Hugh. In Virginia at Liberty University. So the other two, I have no idea. And frankly, I don't really care because they're not Jeremy Pruitt.
I would say it'll be brother Hugh, like you said. And then if we don't get him, we will get an up-and-comer like Billy Napier or Jimmy Chadwell from Coastal Carolina.
Yuck. No offense to them. They're both East Tennessee guys. They both seem to be fine coaches. I don't really want one of those guys.
But I'm saying the thing about Hugh is you have actually gotten lucky that a good coach wants the job, but also isn't at a big Power 5 that you're going to have to pay a buyout for. Like, you can get him from Liberty. So that'll help offset some of your coaching changes, allotment. I think that's important.
That's a good point. That is a very good point. Brother Hank would like to know, what did we have for lunch today, and what would you rate your satisfaction? I skipped out on lunch today, Hank, so I'm just...
You skipped out on lunch. What'd you do? Just drink coffee and smoke cigarettes? What the hell did you do?
No, I ate some Cheez-Its this afternoon. Some Cheez-Its. I'm about to go eat chili with my lovely parents. And so my satisfaction will be null. There's no dissatisfaction, no satisfaction.
I ate a chicken sandwich with no pickles and 8 grilled nuggets from Chick-fil-A.
Very nice. And drank no fries. Water.
No fries. I get nuggets instead of fries. Water. 570 calories plus the sauce, I guess. I'm on a little bit of a diet. I got to lose like 5 more pounds before the new year. So I'm trying to lose these last 5 pounds. My satisfaction, I would go with a 6. 6.5. Hits the spot. Good enough.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
This is a normal Saturday. There's a Chick-fil-A like right near where I live and right near the radio studio. So I frequent that place.
But you're racking up the Chick-fil-A points, yep.
Yeah, get my points up. Although I get mad every time I go to pull in through like the curbside pickup, they got some guy out there or a woman out there to tell me. I'm like, bro, I see you every other – I go like at least like probably twice a week, like either like Tuesdays and Thursdays usually. And I'm like, you see me all the time. Do you not think I understand what the route is here, how to do this? You don't think I understand that I go to the curbside pickup? You don't think I understand that? And they always will stop me and make me roll my window down. It's the same two people, too. Same two people.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's just a little annoying. It's a little annoying. But I've gotten to the point now where I refuse to roll down my windows. I just give them a thumbs up. And then, like, keep trying to get me. I just keep giving a thumbs up and driving. Just keep giving them a thumbs up. Like, I know what I'm doing. I got tired of rolling the window down and having the same conversation. So I just thumbs them up.
That's pretty funny.
Next question, please.
Brother Jackie, the law dog, because he's a lawyer. Best lawyer in the Discord. If you need a lawyer for anything, you know who to
I'm not going to say he's the best lawyer in the Discord. We got other lawyers in the Discord.
Oh, we have Brother Zach, too. Brother Zach is a fine family attorney lawyer.
We got Brother Tom Dubb, too. The fourth. Oh,
we have a lot of lawyers, apparently.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about? No offense to Brother Jackie. He might be the best lawyer. I'm not going to alienate our other lawyers.
Well, if you need a lawyer in the Southern Ohio... the Kentucky
move
area.
Move on.
You know who to call, and that'd be Brother Jackie.
What type of law is he?
I mean, he's versatile.
He's the law dog. That's all that matters.
What is the dumbest excuse people use to justify not making a coaching change? Yep, that's one. That's one. Who are you going to get that's any better? That's probably the dumbest one. Like, it matters. Like, I don't give a shit. I know this guy ain't it, so move on. Roll the dice.
Who are you going to get makes me the most angry?
Like, it's a damn...
Eventually, we're going to come up with a hard eight. We're gonna hit this hard eight, and we're going to get a good coach, and it's all going to be okay. Eventually, we're going to do that.
The recruiting class is another one that drives me crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like, we need to keep this recruiting class together. Well, the recruiting class doesn't matter if the guy coaching them sucks, guys.
As we should have learned our lesson by now. I'll be honest, though, like the one that probably makes me the most angry is we can't afford it because the money is not real. It's not like the school is coming up with the money. They're going to ask their boosters for it. And everyone knows that if football is good, you'll make more money. Like, you're going to lose more money long term if your football team sucks. You can make so much more money if your football team is good. Look at what happened with Alabama. Look at how their standards to get in school went up so much. How they got every kid from like New Jersey to want to come down there to pay out of state tuition. Just be good at football. Be good at football. Next question, please.
Preston 14 would like to know, where would Tennessee be right now if they found a way to get Dan Mullen 3 years ago?
Winning the SEC East on Saturday.
That's probably a fair guess.
I mean, because Florida had the same amount of talent we did in 2017.
Yep. So,
yep. And if he can turn Kyle Trask into a stud, he would have found a quarterback to turn to a stud here.
Correct.
We would be winning the East on Saturday.
Brother Troy.
And that is sickening.
Would like to know, how are we doing today? Troy, I'm doing fine. Blessed to be alive, choosing joy.
Troy, I got a good workout in. Shoulders getting a little bit better. Worked out shoulders today, got a little bit better. Went up on some weight, getting stronger. The radio show was okay today. That was a good plus. I told you my lunch was a 6.5. So that's pretty good. All in all, I'm pretty good today. Pretty good. Still got no women in my life. So that's kind of bringing me down, but it's okay. Just kind of focus on yourself and hopefully close the year strong and don't kill myself on Christmas. So right now I'm doing good. Just joking, guys. Don't worry. I'm okay. I got Frank here in my lap. Next question, please.
Brother Zach, not the lawyer Zach, a different Zach. He says, give it to us, Gators. We want all 18 inches. I think he meant to send that message to Hank. Brother Zachary would like to know. He would say, he says, John, please talk about whether or not Danny Ainge is the most overrated general manager in all of sports.
I'm not going to do that. We'll do a basketball podcast. So let's keep it moving. No offense to Zach. Is Danny Ainge the most overrated? I would say, oh, I guess I will answer. I will say no, because no one rates him very highly anymore. No one rates Danny highly anymore. What a terrible offseason he had. That's 2 years in a row, just a terrible offseason. Hey, let's give Kemba Walker $140 million. Okay, year later, let's try to give Kemba Walker for free. No one wants him. Oh, wait, we just lost Gordon Hayward for nothing. No, never mind. Let's pay two draft picks to get a trade exception that we probably won't get anybody good with. Let's lose two of our – let's lose Al Horford last year for free. Let's lose Kyrie Irving for free. Let's just not trade in any of our assets and get Kawhi Leonard or Paul George or anybody good. Let's hold on to them forever and then be like the third or fourth best team in the East and not trade anybody and be stuck with a broken down Kemba Walker and Jason Tatum for a couple years before he demands a trade to the West Coast. Moving on.
Brother Davey would like to know if we could pick one gift to open on Christmas morning, a physical item that exists in this world, not money, that's gay, that can fit under... I'm reading it off.
I was talking to Davey, not you.
That can fit under a standard Christmas tree, what would it be?
I really want, like, a good head trimmer. Like a combo one that I can take care of my beard, because I never, like, trim my beard. I always just let it either get really grow and scraggly, and then I just shave it off. I never, like, try to keep it up. And the one I got, I just use on my hair, too, is I'd like a nice, like, set of, like, you know, like a beard trimmer with nice guards and stuff that I could really try to do something with my hair. That's what I've been thinking I need. Let's see. New speaker. Could use a new speaker. That's what's really on my mind right now, I guess. I already got some boots. I got a good coat. Got a good dog. Yeah, I guess that's my answer right now. What about you?
I would probably choose like the most expensive Dell laptop.
Okay. That you went like really materialistic with it. Wow, okay.
Yeah, that's probably where I would go.
Okay.
Brother George would like to know, the pandemic ends and disappears completely at noon tomorrow. What are you doing first?
That's not the question I see.
It is the question you see.
That's not the question I see.
Brother George has my cell phone number. He can text me. We text often.
Oh, Georgie. The pandemic ends and disappears completely at noon tomorrow. What are you doing first? I guess my radio show? Throwing these stupid fucking masks away? I hate wearing masks. Although they have come in handy a little bit, you know, when it's cold outside. Keeps your lips from getting too chapped. Keeps your nose from getting frostbit. But I will say there's a few things that make me more annoyed than when I get out of my car and I forget that my mask is in my car and I got to unlock it and get back in it and grab it.
It's very annoying.
That's become pretty annoying. And then I would probably just go to the movies, man.
Yeah, amen.
I want to go to the movies.
Amen. I would. The first thing I would do is every nurse or school teacher I see, I'm giving them the double bird. I'm going to do that on my way to the movie theater, actually. And I'm going to tell them to eat shit, and then I'm going to go to the movie theater.
That seems hateful.
These last 8 months have been hateful, John.
I know. The hatefulness is over. That was the point of the pandemic ending. You don't get hateful when the pandemic ends. You do something nice. Go hug your mother. Go visit some old people.
I'm about to go hug my mom as soon as I'm done with this podcast and tell her I love her.
Okay. Tell her I said hello.
I will. Brother Logan would like to know where we go grocery shopping. I go grocery shopping at Publix.
I am a Kroger man myself. I've always been a Kroger man, but they're always the ones closest to where I live.
Yeah. I only go to Publix because it's closest.
I'll go to Publix, but only for the chicken tender sub.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's it.
It's pretty good.
What's your grocery store routine, I guess? Where's the order you go in?
I go to the drink aisle first and get my LaCroix.
That seems psychotic to be your first choice.
And then I go to the chip aisle to like get Cheez-Its and Doritos. And then I go to the Then I go to the meat section.
You're like a 13-year-old with a car. I kind of go just the way my store's laid out, which is I go to the produce. I grab some snacks, some carrots, some broccoli, some salad. Every now and then I'll grab some grapes, although I have found that now that I live by myself and I'm single, like I don't eat as many grapes as I thought I did. So when I eat them, I'll eat like half the bag or like a third of the bag, and then I have to throw the rest away. So I kind of quit getting grapes. You know, grab a couple apples, who knows, some green beans or something. Then I keep it moving. I go around. Then I get to like the poultry. I get to the chicken. I grab some chicken. I grab some turkey burgers. Then I weave in. I'll grab a drink. Then I will, you know, grab some chips, maybe a Nutty Buddy or something, like a pack of Nutty Buddies. I bounce there. I go back right across the aisle and grab, you know, some like sandwich meat. And then I will keep going all the way down, maybe grab some orange juice on the way, make a loop, circle around, grab some eggs if I need to. And then as I'm making my, completing my lap back to the cash register, the bread aisle's closed. So I'll stop and get bread as I'm leaving, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might think it's stupid to get your produce first and your meat, like, and then still be walking around the store, but I'm in and out, man. I'm in the grocery store for 15 minutes, tops. Tops.
Brother Davey says he has not been in a grocery store since May.
What the hell?
Alrighty, then.
I go 2 times a week.
Because he's making his wife do all shopping.
I guess so. Is that it? We got any more questions?
Paw would like to know if we have any goals for 2021. Yes, Paw, it's every single morning, choose joy when I wake up. That is my goal every single day.
That's a pretty good one. I got some. I have an hour to mount. I like writing them down. Maybe we'll start a goals thread in the Discord where people can write their own goals and we can hold each other accountable. Yeah, that's what we should do. I like writing goals down, though.
Yeah, sure.
Excuse me?
Nothing. That's great. It's a great idea.
Jacob asked if I have any crazy ex-girlfriend stories. I think that's related to brother Caleb coming in, who had a crazy story. I got some crazy ex-girlfriend stories. Nothing too bad, though. Jonah wants me to power rank my exes. I only have 2 exes, if you count, like, girlfriends. Brooke would be last. Sounds good. All right, good episode. Anything else, brother Seth?
No. Are we actually going to play a basketball game anytime soon? I guess Wednesday, maybe?
Wednesday, we're supposed to. I'm pumped to watch us play. I'm glad we did not play Gonzaga yesterday because Gonzaga's pretty damn good.
They look pretty stout.
I hope someone else takes care of Gonzaga for us in the tournament.
They look pretty stout. That freshman point guard, Jalen Suggs, pretty good.
Yeah, that big goofy Tim A guy they got is pretty good too.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
And the other goofy white guy. Number 24 on Gonzaga kind of looks like you. He looks like he could be like your brother.
Is he the shooting guard, or two or three? Yeah. Yeah,
he has the same type of haircut as you. I think he's number 24. He has the same haircut as you. And
he's been putting up insane. He's been putting up really good numbers.
And he also has a slight lazy eye like you do, too. Or crazy, a cross eye.
Okay. Well, hell, I hope they do good now. Yeah, Tim A or Timmy or however you say
his name.
He's
not the guy you look like, but he's a beast.
I know, yeah. Timmy's the big guy, right? He's their big man. Yeah.
It's like Chris Kurtship or something like that?
Yeah.
That's the guy you look like.
Yeah, he's good. But yeah, that's about all I know.
All right, we'll do it again tomorrow. Or not tomorrow. We'll do it again next week. Hope you have a good weekend. Go Gators, I guess. I want Tennessee to win, but if we're going to lose, let's lose by a lot. We did not lose by enough against Auburn.
Agreed. I don't want to lose a close game.
Option one, lose. Excuse me. Option one, win. Option two, lose by 50.
Play me some pivot, man. Yeah.
Goodbye, Seth. I love you.
I love you too.
All right, motherfucker, dog. Bye-bye.
See ya.
What's up with Logic? What's good, man? Hey. Yeah. You blessed.
What Juicy say? You like?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Whipping through West Deer Park. Looking for scandalous shorties. Only come out after dark. Hit the homie Slay Drove for some shit we could spark. Skipping school, feeling cool. We did not give a fuck. Was never one for the academics, but knew the everyday struggle. Avada Kedavra to all you muggles. My lane different, too sufficient, my brain different. I'm ill though,
15, mastered the skill though. Since I was working at the supermarket, every week another new department. Till I signed my deal with Def Jam in a new apartment. Always wanted to change with the times. Number one bestseller on the New York Times. But my childhood was riddled with crime. Whittled the rhyme, now I shine. I'm Tarantino in his prime. I'm Jules with the Jerry curl. I'm nothing without rap, like the swine without the pearl. I'm dirty like fucking your girl. Just to sun you, I'ma come in your girl. Thought you was gonna make it as a rapper with no plan B. I'm so successful, most people can't stand me. Only thing I don't have is a fucking Grammy. Yeah, but you know that boy nominated. Go Ultra Travolta and watch me dominate it. Catch me whipping through the passes in that Bronco. La Negro Blanco, bumping that pretty Flaco. Rat Pack, come hither wherever I go. Just a youngin' on this come up trying to make it. To the baddest bitch in the world, tanning by my pool naked. So to the young and honest, come up listening, boy, you could make it. Whipping through Gaithersburg, whipping through West Deer, whipping through Germantown, whipping through Rockville, whipping through, whipping through, whipping, 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 whipping.
Whipping through North Memphis back in 1995. Screaming Mafia, at my city hypnotized. Gulfstream 30,000 feet up in the sky. Dabbing off her titties, goddamn time flies. Whipping through North Memphis back in 1995. Screaming Mafia at my city hypnotized. Gulfstream 30,000 feet up in the sky. Dabbing off her titties, goddamn time flies. Young niggas, we was getting paid. Running a gang like arcade. Little nigga juicy being made. Fucking your mama backstage. I was getting mine in the street. Some of y'all never came outside. And I'm still spinning paper back from 1995.